ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide, about 12%. Of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs. From mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at v.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide. About 12% of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide. About 12% of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the civic media network.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online, has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide. About 12% of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just I can't explain it.
Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online, has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide. About 12% of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online, has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide. About 12% of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online, has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, And what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide. About 12% of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide. About 12% of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online, has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide. About 12% of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs. From mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online, has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide. About 12% of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online, has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide. About 12% of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online, has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide. About 12% of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs. From mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide. About 12% of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs. From mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online, has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide. About 12% of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs. From mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger, a Massachusetts National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online, has agreed to plead guilty. A judge will determine if Jack Texera's plea is voluntary. A court employee and a police officer were fatally shot as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice in Independence, Missouri. Another officer was critically injured. Eric Garza, the sheriff of Cameron County, Texas, says it's time to do something about the immigration crisis.
I've been a long life resident of Cameron County, and this is going on since I was young. It's gotten worse. It seems to be a concerted effort to move individuals or immigrants into the U.S.
President Biden today visited Brownsville, which is in Cameron County. Former President Trump was also in Texas in Eagle Pass. The Senate's expected to vote soon on a short-term spending measure, which will avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House passed it today. This is ABC News. Lawmakers on the House Armed Services Committee grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about his failure to notify the White House or even his staff of a January hospitalization.
The defense secretary was blasted by House Republicans for not sharing word of his hospitalization with the president for 3 days.
Our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done has embarrassed us.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
Who will be held accountable for this?
Lloyd Austin didn't directly answer that, but he did say there'll be notifications across the Pentagon and at the White House when power is transferred in the future.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC says cases of a stomach bug known as norovirus climbing in the Northeast nationwide. About 12% of recent tests sent to the CDC were positive. That rate is 16% in the Northeast. The first stadium that's built specifically for a National Women's Soccer League club is ready to open in Kansas City. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the civic media network.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The Senate's passed a short-term spending bill, 77-13, that averts a partial government shutdown. The House already passed it. A court employee and a police officer were shot and killed today as the employee tried to serve an eviction notice at a home in Independence, Missouri. Two police officers who responded to the scene were shot and wounded. President Biden and former President Trump talked about their plans to address the immigration crisis in separate visits to the Texas border.
Just like the rest of the country, we've been seeing what's going on for the past few years, and, you know, I don't think these guys are going to come together.
National Border Patrol Council Vice President Chris Cabrera. The president with a promise to the wildfire victims in Texas. He says FEMA has already guaranteed that the states will be reimbursed for the cost of keeping folks safe. Texas and Oklahoma. Stocks closed higher to end the month. This is ABC News. The average long-term mortgage rate is up for a fourth straight week to 6.9%. A Philadelphia jail inmate finally captured after nearly a week on the run.
29-year-old Aleem Borden caught and rearrested 4 days after U.S. Marshals say he fled from a Philadelphia area hospital in handcuffs Monday and then slipped away again from officers on Tuesday while on the run. U.S. Marshals Supervisory Deputy Robert Clark says a woman at a home in Philly who apparently knew Borden turned him in.
The female associate at the residence was very cooperative, immediately confirmed he was in the residence, granted our investigative permission to search.
Authorities say Borden's initial arrest was in connection to a stolen delivery driver's car last week. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
ChatGPT maker OpenAI has struck a deal with robotics startup Figure to add its AI systems to the bodies of humanoid robots. The partnership includes $675 million in venture capital funding from a group that includes Amazon. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
No matter what the season, let Micken's professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and drive.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.